This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Carlos, last night it's the Stars that kind of get it done with Lindor going deep and Pete going deep. And, of course, Edwin getting the save late. But with Pete, I know we talked about his success. But what are the swings that you've seen from him that stand out that you go, wow, the ones that you really know that something special has been happening here?
Yeah, there's been few, quite a bit. Like, it's hard to just single one of them because there have been a lot of them. But maybe one in Miami where he goes dead center. That three-run homer in the eighth inning after a 12-pitch at bat. I think he was falling off pitches, and then finally gets a pitch outside, you know, in the strike zone, but he's an outside pitch, and he's able to drive it dead center. Then, you know, pitches inside, he's able to pull it. Like, there's a lot to like, how short he is to the ball. We know the power is real, but in the way he's controlling the strike zone. But I want to say maybe that one sticks out for me.
And then last night, Edwin Diaz on the mound, we've seen a lot of teams in the past running against him. Last year, opponents were 22 out of 23 stealing bases. This year, just 2 for 5. Small sample size or more of a conscious effort from your guys' part to try to control the running game?
Yeah, I think that's an area that we continue to talk to Edwin. He's still not where we want him to be. He's still, you know, he could be better as far as his times to the play, but you got to give credit to our catchers. I remember a game in Miami when Luis, from his knee, threw a guy out when Edwin was on the mound. And yesterday, I would say 99.9% of the time after a runner gets a jump like that, the catcher is just going to eat it. And we didn't give up on that play yesterday. And for Albie to come up, get rid of the ball, and just get it to second base as quick as possible, and then Lindor applying an unbelievable tag, I mean, he's a really good play all around there.
The guy who's been stepping up for you, too, lately has been Tyrone Taylor, who I know, glove man first. He can go get it in the outfield. That's his name of the game. But offensively, what's been clicking for him lately?
I just feel like we've seen a guy now that's more athletic on the box. You know, not so much about mechanics and let me put my hands here, my bat. No, it's go out there, be a hitter, see the ball, hit the ball. I know it's easy for me to sit here and say it, but it's just the freedom. He looks athletic, not missing pitches, something that early on he was getting good pitches to hit and he was either swinging through it or falling them off. Now he's short to the ball, hitting line drives all over the field, and that's good to see because we're going to need him.
Is it hard for Tyrone Taylor to play every day? It's such a taxing position on making sure he's not overexerting himself in center field. And now that Jose Siri is obviously on the injury list, is it tougher on him physically to do this every day?
No, I don't think so. I think this is a guy that knows his role and he's prepared for situations like this where, hey, we need him to play pretty much almost every day, but I'm still going to watch him closely and give him some time, understanding that it's a long season and we're playing the long game. But he's more than capable of going, you know, 4 in a row, 5 in a row if we need him to. So I'm not worried about that. And like I said, he knows his role and he's always going to be ready.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.